Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
With drought conditions forecasted across much of Nebraska this summer, now is the time to make a grazing plan that builds in flexibility. Start by evaluating forage availability. If grass is already slow, consider reducing stocking rates early. Holding back cattle on a dry lot or using annual forages can help avoid overgrazing if pastures fall short. Additionally, incorporating stockers into an operation can provide an asset that's easier to liquidate than the main breeding herd if conditions do get dry. If you haven't already, set trigger dates to evaluate forage growth and precipitation. For example, June moisture does little for cool season grasses like brome, but can still help warm season species. If we head into June in a deficit, brome pastures will need stocking rates reduced. Timely rain may fuel some late growth in native range, but a close eye on grazing pressure and pasture condition needs to be maintained. As you graze, don't underestimate the impact of timing. Grazing during plant recovery periods, especially in June and early July for warm season species, can weaken plants and reduce future productivity. Rotate grazing so that key grasses have a break during critical growing windows. Lastly, keep an eye on grazing pressure. Grazing as drought stress impacts a plant can double the pressure it receives without a chance for it to recover if it stays dry. As pastures dry out, be especially careful not to overgraze. Once fully dormant, however, plants can be grazed a little bit harder without much damage, although we want to leave enough residual to protect plant crowns and reduce soil moisture loss behind. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.